President Bush today addresses the UN General Assembly a year after challenging the United Nations to enforce its resolutions on the disarmament of Iraq. The president is expected to use his annual address to the UN to appeal for help with the growing military and financial burdens on the United States in trying to stabilize Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the president trying to accomplish with this speech?
The president has just asked Congress for another $87 billion to finance military operations and reconstruction in Iraq. That's a huge price tag given the state of the American economy. So the president needs to convince the rest of the world that the governing authority in Iraq has legitimacy, so that other nations as well as international financial institutions will work to help Iraq. People also will be listening for some message of conciliation after the bitter fight in the Security Council in the months leading up to the war, which resulted in the U.S. and a few allies going to war without an explicit resolution that authorized the use of force.
France, Germany, and to a lesser extent Russia have been pushing for a greater U.N. authority in Iraq. Is the speech likely to satisfy that demand?
A senior administration official says the U.S. is looking at suggestions made by U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan for ways in which the U.N. could take on more responsibility. But U.S. officials make it clear that Washington has no plans to transfer total authority from the U.S.-led occupation authority to the United Nations or anyone else. They point out that under a previous U.N. resolution passed after the war and under international law, the occupation authority has responsibility for ensuring the welfare of the Iraqi people.
France, in particular, has been quite outspoken in demanding a quick restoration of Iraqi sovereignty, possibly through UN recognition of the U.S.-appointed governing council. Will the Bush administration go along with that?
Not likely. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said only yesterday that the French plan to transfer sovereignty to an unelected government is simply not going to work. She said the U.S. is very firm on the sequencing of the political transition. First, the governing council has to draft a constitution, then elections would be held, and then sovereignty would be turned over to an elected government. And the U.S. says the Iraqi governing council must come up with its own timetable for that transition process.
The Bush administration wants a new Security Council resolution that would authorize a multinational force in Iraq under a unified command led by the United States. Is it going to get that?
It's going to be difficult, but not impossible. France is the biggest obstacle, but France is not threatening a veto. U.S. officials indicate there's some room to maneuver, and U.N. diplomats say the discussions over a possible resolution have taken place with a strong desire on all sides to reach a compromise. The concern is that they will come up with a resolution that simply papers over serious differences in the Security Council, which is what happened before the war in Iraq, and then the resolution won't have true support internationally and won't resolve in significant contributions of troops or money.
The Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, opens today's General Assembly session. What's he going to say?
Kofi Annan strongly opposed the way in which the war against Iraq was conducted without explicit consensus in the Security Council. A prepared text of his speech today is very critical of the U.S. policy of preemptive strikes against perceived threats. The Secretary General is going to tell the U.N. that it must collectively address threats such as terrorism so that no country feels that it has to take action unilaterally in the name of self-defense. Annan also will call on the U.N. to take the time to reach a true consensus on Iraq.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.